Yeah. I wish I could see some of my old friends as time goes by, but some of them aren't here anymore. Some of them didn't make it. When I think of my buddies every now and then, when I'm lying there at night and the voices start in my brain, the voices! Stop it! Stop it! When I wake up at night in a cold sweat and remember the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Winelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Quang Tree, 1967. We were out on ops, and we'd had sea rations for months and months and months and months. I had sea rations till I was ready to puke. I wanted meat, I wanted beef, I wanted a barbecue. Well, we found some briquettes in Saigon, and I've been carrying them stinking briquettes with me for months, till one day I saw it, a water buffalo. Not only them water buffalo had 80 million jabbering indigenous populace around it, beating it with sticks, but this water buffalo was standing all by itself. I said, boys, you think what I'm thinking? Everybody was licking their lips. I said, Prokopic, do the honors, would you, buddy? He pulled back the bolt at his M16 there. And he just cut that buffalo down. Well, we broke out our knives and we started hacking away. We made shish kebabs. We cut out steaks. We started up them briquettes and it was like we were back in Bayonne in the backyard. We cooked up a delightful little treat. And as I was sitting there smoking camels, digesting it, a guy from the surgical corps comes running over, a doctor. I said, what can I do for you there, Lieutenant? He says, y'all didn't just eat that buffalo that was here, did you? I said, as a matter of fact, we did. He said, my God, we were doing chemical experiments on that buffalo. Every manner of drug known to man was in there. We all looked at each other and suddenly everybody was feeling just a little queasy. He said, keep me advised of any changes in you. So sure enough, a couple hours went by. And I looked up at Robinson, he started screaming. He started screaming, he went, my back! My back! I went running over and I ripped his shirt off him. And sure enough, I saw these lumps come out of his shoulder blades. And before I knew it, those lumps turned feathery and longer. And before I knew it, Robinson was lying there on the ground with wings. I looked and suddenly Shapiro dropped to the ground. He said, And it was Nooski, Di Lorenzo, Wozniak, and finally myself. We all looked at each other. The whole squad sitting there bare-chested with wings. God, what have we done to ourselves? What have we done? We all fought our way to our feet. Wozniewski was the first one to try it. Started flapping those wings. And he started lifting off the ground. I said, my God. I said, hey, Wozniak, can you hold your M60 and do that? Sure enough, he fluttered back down to the ground. Picked up the M60 and took off again. I said, my God, I picked up the rocket launcher. And I took off. And before you know it, the whole squad is hovering like 15 feet off the ground. I said, men, this is the greatest thing in the history of modern warfare. I said, mount up. I want everybody with packs, extra bandoliers of bullets, grenades in 5 minutes. There was a mad activity. As winged warriors all over the camp grabbed everything they could fire. The greatest thing was we were better than choppers. We made no noise. Better than jets. We could fly so low.
We were the ultimate in marine fighting equipment.
It was awesome! I said, all right, men, let's find us some VC. Sure enough, we all took off. Flying just over the trees, smiling at each other. I was the first to see them. A whole bunch of them in their black PJs. They didn't hear us. They were too busy having their little tete-a-tete. I looked at the boys. I winked. I jacked one down the tube, and I opened up. Hey! Charlie was too shocked. He looked up and saw these guys flapping around with wings, emptying everything they had into them. They thought the end had come. They thought they were off to meet Buddha. I mean, we were just opening up. They didn't even return fire. We just got into them. It was incredible! Incredible! Cease firing! Cease firing! And so... we all made our way back to the camp. Each man silent with his own thoughts. I was wondering how I was going to find suits to fit. We all fluttered down to the ground. And suddenly I felt this horrible pain in my stomach. I said, oh! Everybody said, Sarge, Sarge, what is it? What is it? I sat down, I squatted, and I said, oh! And I laid an egg. I laid an egg! I laid an egg. What could I do? I sat on it for a while, and sure enough, a couple hours later, the egg cracked, and this little thing came out with wings, and it was walking around going, hubble, 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 hubble. Everybody said, Sarge, look, it's your kid. Well, it looked like a bird, actually. It didn't look like me, but actually it did a little bit look like me. It was a part of me. I mean, I laid it in it, and it just ran around everywhere I went. It would follow me. It was about a foot high, just going, hum-hum-hum-hum. But several days later, all of our wings receded. All of our shoulders returned to normal. And when that happened, the little thing died. The men said, my God, let's take it into HQ. They'll never believe it. Let's bring it into Saigon. I could win some bets with these things. I could win some bets with this little thing. This thing is awesome. See, we'll take it back to Florida. Take it down to Ripley's, believe it or not. We'll make a fortune with this thing. I said, hey, Olius, that thing is a part of me, and we'll be treated with respect. Do you hear me? We will treat it, whatever it is, with respect. So to this day, I still have it. It sits proudly on my coffee table in a jar of formaldehyde. Oh. Pick up the